This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1089, How Renee Masters IELTS Writing Templates.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Today, you'll meet Renee, a recent Writing Wizard essay contest winner. Listen in for her advice on how to use templates to score 7 or higher on IELTS writing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to Renee. This is very exciting. Renee was the winner of our Writing Wizard essay competition for, was it the month of June, Renee?
Yes,
for June. Okay, yes. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm from Taiwan. It's not Thailand. It's Taiwan.
Do people confuse Thailand and Taiwan a lot?
Yeah. Because the sun is really similar.
Okay,
yeah. So someone will be missing, confusing about that one. Yeah,
gotcha.
I'm from Taiwan. Recently I'm the research assistant. So,
all right. Yes. Okay, we are going to go over some of the things that made your essay so high scoring and give advice to our listeners. Have you share some of the things you've learned that are helping you write these high scoring essays? But first, tell us a little bit about your IELTS journey. Why are you studying to take the IELTS exam?
I'm taking the IELTS because I'm preparing to apply for my PhD programs. That's why I want to take the IELTS exam.
Okay, and what are you completing a PhD in?
I'm completing for it's about biotechnology. Yeah,
oh.
It's related to biotechnology. So I'm just trying to figure out which program I wanted.
Okay, that is amazing. So in the field of biotechnology, do you have a specific goal of do you want to work with disease prevention or cure, something like that?
I would want to work with bioengineering and combine with the immunology.
Yeah, okay, immunology. That is amazing. We need people like you who can specialize in that, who are, willing to put in the effort, because that will be a lot of work to complete that education. But it's so vital for our society, especially with this pandemic we're going through. We recognize how much we need, right? Immunologists and biotechnologists to help us fix the issues we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, let's get into this. Your essay was really well written, and I want to talk about some of the things that you did really well and how you learned these strategies, how you learned how to write these essays. So first of all, looking over your essay, you're using extremely high-level vocabulary. So the topic was about how to educate children and if they should work together in groups or if it's more important for them to be independent and work on their own, right? Yeah. And let me read to you guys this introduction, and you're going to hear some very impressive Band 9 vocabulary here. So the introduction is, how to educate children has come to the forefront of parental awareness nigh on a decade. So right there alone, just to say parental awareness, very high level. Students don't often say that. Instead, they would say, parents are concerned about their children, something like that. So to say this has come to the forefront of parental awareness, Very impressive. Some people feel that kids need to cultivate collaboration. However, I reckon that arousing an ambitious spirit is essential for their future. In the following paragraphs, I will explore the rationale for my viewpoint on the matter. Very impressive introduction. I know our listeners out there are hearing that, and it's impressive. So along with parental awareness, the forefront of parental awareness, we have kids need to cultivate collaboration. So cultivate is this great word that means to create that within themselves, right? But band nine word. And then collaboration, instead of saying kids need to learn to work with others, to say cultivate collaboration. So tell me, where are you learning and finding this high level vocabulary? Give us some tips for our listeners about using vocabulary like this in an essay for IELTS.
I would like to watch a movie, like or some series, for example, the Friends or classic drama from Netflix or TikTok, you know, or even I will find something like YouTuber I like it, or some YouTuber you like, for example, that is English versions, and I will write it down what I'm interested with, like the word I'm interested or I'm impressed with it. And repeat the sum again and again. And also, and finally, I will make a sentence by my own. And even the most important part is that you need to try to using in the essay. So every time when I was practicing my essay, I will put my word library beside me and try to put the words inside my essay. It can be like strengthen your memory, strengthen your memory.
Yes.
And you can use it when you're taking the exam. So I just try to be more native. The main goal is that I want to be native. So
Right? First of all, that you're finding vocabulary from lots of different sources that are interesting and engaging for you, right? Movies and TV, but also like TikTok, social media, places where you can also find lots of people teaching English, teaching high-level vocabulary, but you're not just adding it to a list. This is really key. This is what we teach, that you are using it, right? You're learning it in context. You're immediately using it in your practice essays, in your day-to-day life, when you speak English, over and over and over, like you said, so that you can be sure that you're using it correctly on test day. Well done. That's exactly what you need to do, right? And we can see the fruits of your efforts, because you're now able to write an essay where you're using this high-level vocabulary correctly and getting, you know, band 8, band 9 for your vocabulary score. Really well done. And then, I didn't even go through everywhere to say I reckon is a great verb instead of I think, that arousing an ambitious spirit, right? So instead of saying, you know, oh, I think children should want to care about their future, this would be a band 6 way of saying that instead. I reckon that arousing an ambitious spirit is essential for their future, right? This just means that we want to inspire ambition in children, an ambitious spirit. We want them to care about their future and want to do well. Such high-level vocabulary used really well. And then I'm seeing some template sentences from Three Keys, right? In the following paragraphs, I will explore the rationale for my viewpoint on the matter. We are asked constantly, oh, will template sentences pull down my score because it's something I've memorized? No, when you use them correctly like this, this is pushing up all of your scores, because it's excellent grammar, different grammar structures, linking phrases that are high level in the following paragraphs, comma, high level vocabulary to explore rationale for your viewpoint on the matter. So all your scores are being pushed up when you memorize a template sentence. And this also increases your cohesion coherence score, because it's high level organization. You have a high level thesis sentence that has mapped out what you're going to cover in your essay. So tell us, how did you, it's one thing for students to learn template sentences, read template sentences, but there are some steps that need to be taken in order to be able to use them well in an essay. So tell us, let our listeners know, what was your process? What did you do to be able to use these template sentences so well?
First, I would, while watching the Three Keys English from videos, I will write my note, write down the notes and divide it. I organize my notes that I will know which part of the sentence I can use from. Like, besides that, on the slide that is really clearly that Three Keys English have helped us to divide it, all of them, and organize it well. So the things that you need to do is that you just need to turn it to your language that you will know and write it down, and you can read it again and again.
Yes, exactly, right? So you're taking notes as you go through the Three Keys modules so that you have it very organized, which template sentences work with which types of essays, whether it's an opinion essay, an argument essay, a mixed essay. And then that's really the key, what you said, is once you learn the template sentences, then the trick is to include your own language, your own vocabulary that you're learning, to include these impressive details, vocab, phrases, so that you then have not just a template sentence, but a very high scoring essay that's full of good details, examples, support for your ideas. So that's, you're doing it all exactly right, right? When you're in a system like Three Keys, you have the strategies and the template sentences, but you don't just read them and then go on test day expecting it to magically come out of your brain. You're putting in the work, right? You're learning them, practicing, writing practice essays, using them, and then adding your own vocabulary. Excellent work. Okay, let's move into your examples. Were very strong in your essay, and you're using very good linking phrases to introduce these examples. So for example, you said, as an illustration, one cannot deny, and then you started talking about Michael Phelps, who obtained Olympic gold medals and broke world records. This is a very strong example to see how children can succeed because they're honing into their own abilities, right? What made you think to use that example, and how are you learning these linking phrases to introduce them so well?
First, I think the most important part to me, like, put the example you think it first, then you just write it down. Don't hesitate it, because that will waste your time on thinking too much. Yeah, so the first thing when you're taking the exam, I think the most essential part is that don't think too much. And because when you are thinking the example, that you will just pop out many ideas in your brain. And just wasting the time, just write down the first you think, and then just write it down. Then try to figure it out what the main point is, like Michael Phelps, what the personality he has. So that you just try to feed this example to your opinion.
Yes. Oh, I love that advice so much, because as students are brainstorming, you're exactly right that they can waste so much time if they're writing down lots of reasons for their opinion, if they're writing down lots of examples and then they'll decide on the right one. You're exactly right. Think of one strong example that fits. You have this idea that, children don't need to collaborate, that they can do this on their own. And in order to defend that, you thought of one Olympian who is able to succeed and earn all these medals on his own. He wasn't part of a team. He wasn't part of a group. Bam, you wrote it down. You moved on. You didn't waste any time, because you just don't have that kind of time on test day, right?
Right. So we need to figure out that problems.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
When you are practicing. Yeah. And the linking words is that, you need to memorize similar linking words, like for example, for instance, and you need to remember it when you are practicing. Like when you're reading some good linking words, then you can write it down from the when you are reading the magazines or some newspapers, whatever it is, that you can, when you collect a lot of linking words, then you will know how you can use it. Because when you are reading something or listening something, you learn from that. And if you are listening more than twice or third times or whatever, that just strengthens your ideas and memory. That, oh, so this, when you are using linking words, that you know when you can use it. You just need to try to be familiar with the words, not just only remember it.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right, because each linking phrase has meaning. So if you're just throwing them in willy-nilly, as we say, wherever you think they might work, you're going to make mistakes because they do have meaning. So I can see here that you have learned linking phrases that are appropriate for introducing an example, right? You have here as an illustration, as an example, for instance, for example, right? And that's when you're introducing the example, but you have all these other great linking phrases here as well. You're using hence, although so you've got some longer linking phrases, although some feel that kids who have empathy with others nurture their psychological health better, comma, I still believe. So this great linking phrase to introduce a paragraph. And then you're using the linking phrases, indeed, you know, for instance, later here. So you have all of these high-level linking phrases, and you've used every one of them correctly, which is giving you a very high cohesion, coherence score to have it organized so well with really strong linking words, all of which, you know, you're learning them in three keys, but just like you said, it's not enough just to have a list of linking phrases. You have to learn them in context and then practice, include them in your essays so that you're ready on test day.
Okay.
So I, looking at this essay, you have every reason to feel confident going into the writing exam on test day. When are you taking the IELTS exam? Do you have a date?
Yeah, I probably did take my exam in this week. End of this month.
At the end of this month. Okay, so you have a couple of weeks, but it's coming. This is very exciting. How do you feel? Do you feel ready for test day?
Not sure. Sorry.
I think that's the hardest thing. You can even win an award for writing an amazing essay and still sort of say, oh, I'm not sure I'm ready. It's hard to ever feel 100% confident, right? But I want you to know, Renee, reading through this essay, you should feel confident. You should feel confident for your writing score, that you have the strategies you need. You're going to go in on test day. You know how to use linking phrases and template sentences. You know how to add your own ideas and examples. So you should go in feeling confident. That's half the battle.
Right. Thanks, you. Thank you.
I want to hear you say, I will. I am going to be confident.
I will try to say to myself that I can do that.
Yes, yeah. That inner voice, that inner monologue is so key to go in on test day and say, I know I can do this. I have invested in myself. I have the strategies I need. I won an essay competition, for crying out loud, right? Be confident.
Yes. I will give it a shot.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Renee, and sharing your wisdom. You clearly have been working very hard, have incorporated the, you know, three key strategies very well to be writing very high level essays. And thank you for sharing with our listeners some of the things you've learned that are getting you that 7 or higher for the writing score.
Sure. Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for being here today, and good luck on IELTS at the end of the month. All right, we'll see you later.
Okay, good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.